As the smash hit musical Hamilton continues its run at Proctor's in Schenectady, the actors who portray three sisters of the prominent Schuyler family learned a bit more today about the real-life people they depict on stage. Albany's Schuyler Mansion was home to a powerful family: Revolutionary War General Philip Schuyler, his wife Catherine Van Rensselaer, and their eight children. The Tony Award-winning musical Hamilton depicts the three eldest of the Schuyler children, Angelica Schuyler Church, Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton, and Margaret Schuyler Van Rensselaer. With the touring production of the musical selling out Proctor's in Schenectady, the actors who portray the Schuyler sisters visited an exhibit on the famous trio at the Albany Institute of History and Art on Friday. The exhibit explores the sisters' lives through portraits, clothing, and artifacts. Olivia Puckett plays Margaret Schuyler Van Rensselaer, Peggy. Although the actors have researched their roles, they learned a little bit more about their character through the actual artifacts.
Also, just seeing actual drawings and portraits of her is great, because I feel like you can read a lot from a person's expression. So it'll be fun to kind of play with that.
Puckett said she enjoyed learning how close the sisters were.
And you can feel that just with their letters and, you know, how they interacted. So that's going to be fun to add into the show.
Stephanie Umo portrays Angelica Schuyler. Umo says the actors, like the sisters, have grown close offstage. She reflected on the relationship between Angelica and Peggy.
We were told that Peggy, the youngest sister who Olivia Puckett portrays, didn't write as often as Angelica would have liked her to. So didn't correspond as often as she would liked her to. So Angelica would, you know, tease her about that. And so and as a result, they actually don't have any letters from Peggy now. So they don't have it here in the museum. So anyway, just little things like that, which is funny because I always tease Olivia, you know. So it informs our relationships, you know, on stage and off a little bit.
Diane Shuchuk, curator at the Albany Institute and a Hamilton fan, said it was special to connect the actors to the sisters.
For them to actually hold a letter that Eliza held that was written by Alexander Hamilton, to see the portrait of Thomas Jefferson that Angelica personally owned, for them to see portraits of Angelica's children, to see Hamilton's sword that he carried when he was the highest ranking military official. So for me, it was very moving to have them in the same space and to see their excitement at seeing these real objects. Really made it all worthwhile for me and super special.
Hannah Cruz, who plays Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton, was taken by the wedding ring placed on Elizabeth's hand by Hamilton at the Schuyler Mansion in Albany. And also a peculiar pin. The object, painted like an eye, was owned by Hamilton's political rival, vice president and eventual killer, Aaron Burr.
The pin with Theodosia's eye on it, Aaron Burr's daughter, that was crazy.
For Cruz, maybe the style of pin fashionable in the 18th and 19th centuries could make a comeback.
I think that should be a thing we do today. Like someone's eye that you love, pin it on you so they're always watching. They know what you're doing. I thought that was very cool. Very interesting.
The exhibit, The Schuyler Sisters and Their Circle, is on view at the Albany Institute of History and Art through December 29th. Hamilton runs through Sunday, August 25th at Proctor's in Schenectady.
Like, I'm so excited to do Schuyler Sisters, the number, with them tonight. I can't wait. I can't wait to be on stage with them.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.